Weather forecasting, a miserable job. Weather forecasters have a miserable job. On one hand, they predict impending catastrophic weather and save lives. Think of residents of Oklahoma who made it to shelter before devastating F5 tornadoes bore down on their neighborhoods and businesses. On the other, these predictions are often wrong. A cell fritzes out, leaving the audience to compare yesterday's hero to the boy who cried wolf. It's a dilemma. Not surprisingly, erratic weather has made Kansas weather announcers gun-shy about making firm forecasts. One of my favorites grinned as he explained he was in the business of stating what might happen, not necessarily what would. Recent blizzard reports certainly had viewers wondering whether our favorite storm team was on target or if we had emptied our market's milk, bread, and toilet paper shelves for no reason. More than one person questioned the forecaster when the blizzard didn't arrive on schedule. When this storm actually hit and blowing snow coated windows and doors, I recollected whiteouts I'd either read about or lived through myself. As recently as 2 decades ago, prairie people were frequently surprised by unpredicted squalls that slowed travel to a crawl or shut it down entirely. Several times, I drove 20 miles to work on clear roads in the morning. That same afternoon, travelers couldn't tell if they drove on asphalt or in the ditch during surprise blizzards. This brought to mind a Mary Sandoz novel my 80s and 90s era students read. I assigned winter thunder in January or February because readers could relate to High Plains weather's ability to change quickly. Every one of my kids connected to this tale of Nebraska Sandhill school children who got on a bus to leave their one-room schoolhouse at the beginning of a snowstorm. During the course of the story, class released early in hopes kids would beat the encroaching storm home. Unfortunately, their bus overturned and caught fire as the whiteout roared to life. The young teacher, a 16-year-old bus driver, and the rest of the children faced freezing to death. They had escaped the flames wearing only standard winter clothing and carrying the day's lunches. Sandoz based this week-long survival tale on her school marm niece's experience in 1949. The gripping narrative detailed kids and teacher blindly clasping the person in front of them as they followed a fence line into willows where they sheltered until rescuers found them days later. Imagine every edgy survival story involving frozen limbs and starvation to consider the depth of fear these children experienced. Thinking about this turned my mind down another bunny trail as I recalled a carload of Ellis teens lost in a blizzard in the late 1980s. If you weren't on a search team, defying Mother Nature's nastiest as you tried to find these youngsters, you were praying for children, families, and rescuers. The element this event shared with Mary Sandoz's Winter Thunder was that before things turned into a life or death matter, no one had an inkling such a powerful storm approached. Now, when my favorite weather team tells me to prepare for the worst, I do, knowing very well their forecast could be wrong. I'd rather replan than think I had nothing to worry about. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.